Fox News. I'm Rich Dennison. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein today discussing the weekend murders of 11 people in a Pittsburgh synagogue.
It serves as a stark reminder of the need to protect all Americans against hate crimes.
Accused shooter Robert Bowers in court a short time ago accepting a public defender. Another suspected pipe bomb was intercepted today in Atlanta, addressed to CNN's headquarters. At least 14 others were discovered last week. The suspected bomber making a court appearance today in Miami. The White House is deploying about 5,000 military personnel along the nation's border with Mexico as a caravan of asylum seekers makes its way from Central America.
Late last week, initial estimates pointed to only 800 U.S. troops deploying, but their mission remains unchanged. Officials say these are support troops like engineers, not combat troops.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. This is Fox News.
There's nothing small about your business.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussron Streets, Vincennes.
So, we keep learning more about Joe Donnelly's outsourcing family business and about Donnelly's attempts to deceive us. We already knew Donnelly's family business outsourced jobs to Mexico. Mexican workers were paid just $3 an hour, while Donnelly pocketed tens of thousands. Then Donnelly claimed,
I haven't worked there in over 20 years.
But Donnelly's own financial disclosures reveal he profited from the business just 2 years ago. Now, newspapers report Donnelly's family business didn't only outsource jobs to Mexico. It also imported products from China. 120,000 pounds of Chinese shipments. Outsourcing to Mexico, importing from China. And Donnelly trying to deceive users from China.
Joe Donnelly, the critical, dishonest of politicians.
It's time to fire Mexico, dishonest Donnelly
from China.
And Donnelly trying to deceive users advertising.
Shut off
Donnelly by any candidate.
Critical,
www.senateleadershipfund.org.
I'm Mary Yoakum, and I ask for your support. On November 6th, please vote Jay Yoakum, County Council, District 3. Our family has always believed in doing all we can to make Knox County a great place to live. Jay will work hard to continue economic growth in Knox County, which will provide employment opportunities for our children and grandchildren. He will work with all members of county government to do all he can to continue the growth of Knox County. On Election Day, vote Jay Yoakum, County Council, District 3. Paid for by the committee to elect Jay Yoakum.
As the season changes, your wardrobe must change as well. Tired of looking at last year's shoes? Come in and check out our new fall and winter styles coming in daily. From Atrex, Apex, Clarks, Sass, and New Balance, to Red Wing, Timberland, Tony Lama, and more, let us put a new look into your wardrobe and provide comfort and support to your feet as well. Hi, this is Tracy from Grundman's, 906 North 7th Street, Vincennes, where we've been making shoes and repairing shoes since 1929.
Hi, this is Terry Veek. I really don't want to get into politics, but I can't stand idly by after listening to these slanderous ads against Ellerman. President Reagan once said, facts can be stubborn things. Here are three facts the public should know. Number one, after the county was required to waste money on this investigation, Ellerman was cleared of any wrongdoing by the State Board of Accounts. Number two, Commissioner Hinkle had his wife installed on the county health board after not reinstating Dr. Tommy Thompson. Number three, our other commissioner, Kelly Streeter, signed up her husband for health insurance and a retirement plan for a part-time position without approval. There's one more issue that really disturbs me. After Roe Sargent's unfortunate passing, Kelly Streeter was appointed to finish out his term. I certainly don't think that Roe would have ever agreed to run these attack ads against anyone, much less a fellow Republican. Knox County, we can do better. Paid for by Terry Veek.
Save money and time by shopping with TOC Direct Mail. It comes to your mailbox every week and includes great buys on what you need and what you want. Look for TOC Direct in your mailbox this week.
A Parkinson support group is meeting in Vincennes. Here's another community event on WAOV. The Parkinson Support Group will be meeting from 6 to 8 p.m. on the first Tuesday of every month in room 142 of the Workforce One building at 1002 North 1st Street on the Vincent University campus. For more information, call Wilma at 812-890-8928. Again, the Parkinson Support Group meeting 6 to 8 p.m. on the first Tuesday of every month at the Work One building in Vincent.
WAOV weather brought to you by Quest Orthopedics. To nominate a local high school athlete for the Quest Orthopedics WZDM Athlete of the Week, just go to WZDM.com, click Sports, then Athlete of the Week. Fill in the form at the bottom of the page and submit it. Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. This afternoon, sunny, highs in the mid-60s. Clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the low 70s. Wednesday, calling for rain, highs in the mid-60s. Thursday, morning showers, highs in the middle 50s. That's your weather forecast from the Talk of the Town. 97.7 FM, WAOV, at NewsKnoxCounty.com.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And good afternoon. This is Cher Elliott from the Original Company radio station, and it's Monday and time for the Ask the Designer show. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're here at the 3 o'clock hour on Mondays each week. And I'd like to welcome my special guest and co-host here on Mondays, Greg. Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, somebody had to twist my arm and drag me here. I mean, they had to tie me up and say, get over there to the radio station.
There you go.
You know, I enjoy it. I look forward to our little Monday afternoon chats and
lots of fun here in the studio. Every
try week. To dream up what I can say to aggravate you and get you going. So.
You tease me every week with some kind of super secret stuff at the store, and I'm always so anxious. And of course, you never give me any hints, and you got me just.
Well, someone told me you can resist anything but temptation.
Well, yeah, pretty true. But so we have a lot of fun on our show on Monday, and we talk about just about anything and everything from designing, decorating, painting.
Parties, dinner fun, recipes.
Recipes, that's my thing. And, of course, then holidays and special decorating for holidays. Gift giving, you know, we talk about just about everything in here, and that's a lot of fun. And
And you know, while we're talking about that, I've got something I want to say. That a lot of people miss the idea that we've got bereavement gifts at the furniture store,
right?
And we've got a beautiful bereavement section. We've just had several people in this past few weeks, and have been really surprised that we had that, and that we don't charge to deliver to a funeral home, local funeral homes. And so I think, you know, and you know, the one thing people always worry about is they try to think about picking out the perfect bereavement gift, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bereavement gifts are probably the easiest things to pick out. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because whatever you send, the people will appreciate that you took the time to go get something and send it for their loved one or the loss of their loved one.
Good point.
You know, a lot of times people come in, they just agonize over, I don't know if I should get this or get this. It really doesn't matter what you send. It is the gift. It's the thought that counts. And that is so, so true. So the next time you're agonizing over a gift or even a birthday gift or, you know, any gift, a wedding gift or this and that, you know, realize that a gift is exactly that. It's giving of yourself to those people with nothing in return, nothing expected in return.
Great point.
So, you know, it's never wrong. It can never be wrong. You know, if a person feels like that gift's wrong, there's something wrong with that person.
True. Very good point. And we haven't talked about that in a while. All the great things that are offered there in the store, lots of good stuff.
We got a lot of new gifts in. We've got special gifts for Christmas coming in. They'll be out for Christmas open house, which is November 9th and 10th.
That's right. Just, what, nine more days?
And the 9th, we're going to be open until 8 o'clock.
Oh,
I have some evening hours.
Very nice.
Friday night.
That's great. And you mentioned this briefly, but I like that there's always these grab and go gifts that you guys have put together.
Right.
And different price points, because obviously there's different budgets for different types of gifts you're looking for,
right.
From the teacher to the best friend to the mother-in-law, you know, all kinds of different things. And you guys can accommodate those.
We've got some $7 gifts this year, $15, $20. You know, nice price points that are just ready to pick up and go and take. We've got some specials going on in this store. Not going to tell you what it is, but we've got chairs, tables, lamps marked down on special. Open house only.
Oh. Very
so good. You have to come one of the 2 days open house to get those specials.
Well, and with you being open later then on that Friday night, then perfect. You
right.
Everybody has a chance to get there.
That's right. That's right.
So good, good, good. And again, that's the Christmas open house next Friday and Saturday, November 9th and 10th.
That's right.
And so Friday, you're open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Right.
And then Saturday, 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's plenty of time for you to get there. Lots of great specials, apparently. And
tomorrow night, we're hosting a party for the Vincennes Women's Club.
Oh.
I'm going to go home and make 2 chocolate cakes tonight for tomorrow.
Do they need do you need a taste tester or a quality assurance person?
No, but you know, somebody comes Wednesday morning, they might get leftovers.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to put a reminder in my calendar. Chocolate cake at 9:05 a.m. That's right. That's right. But that's another neat thing that you guys offer there at the store as well, that you can do parties
at the store. Right.
Just informational, so that way if you're hosting your club's monthly meeting,
right.
What's great is you don't have to clean the house, you don't have to make a treat, and all you have to do is call Greg and make an appointment for your club to come.
And you don't have to clean up afterwards
either.
Yeah,
oh, I forgot about that. And it's free. There's no charge.
There's no charge.
So that's even better.
We provide the refreshments. We do tea and coffee and, you know, a dessert of some sort. And we talk about any topic that you choose. You know, we talk about flower arranging sometimes, talk about gift wrapping. You know, that's a real popular thing at Christmas. People like to know how to wrap a gift.
Yeah.
Some of the other things we talk about are, tablescapes, how to come up with a tablescape. You know, every tablescape doesn't have to have a centerpiece. You can use some figurines. You can use different things as a center point for your table.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun. And then, you know, probably, of course, my favorite topic is home design, you know, designing a room or this or that or colors or, you know, this thing sort of thing. So,
yes. And so it's real easy. Just give Greg a call. And what's the number there at the store?
812-886-4444.
So you can just give Greg a call and set up a time for you and your club to come. And again, no cost.
Nice spot for a baby shower or a bridal shower, too. Because we do have baby gifts and we do have bridal gifts. So,
that's right.
You know,
that's right.
Bridal shower can be a lot of fun for young marrieds because we can do a little thing about what young marrieds need and what they need to invest in.
Sure.
And,
right. We've done a little bit of that in our show and in the first apartments or, those kind of things. So, yeah, lots of great information can be shared. And, again, you don't have to clean or rent a venue. It's you don't have to do the snacks or the desserts, and you don't have to clean up. So what better way than doing that? And you do offer a bridal registry there in the store, in the gift store as well.
Yep.
So, you know, even better if they can come in and do that and start with the bridal registry, then have the bridal shower there and continue on.
Right, right.
And so the store is open Monday through Saturday. What's the normal hours?
9 to 5.
9 to 5. And the other great thing, not only will you host events there and stay after hours for that, but you'll do that for just regular clients as well.
Right, right. I'm meeting people tonight at 5:15, so.
Because not everybody can get into the store by 5 o'clock.
Sometimes it's hard, and people's schedules. And, you know, I've had some people that made an appointment on Sunday because that's the only day they're not working different shifts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they, you know, one works days and the other work nights so they can take care of the kids. And so the only day they had to do anything like that is a Sunday. And, You know, so we make a special appointment and we take care of their needs and, you know, hopefully we're there when they need us. So
very nice. Very nice. All right. Well, it's almost time for our first break. And so what's our topic for conversation today, Greg?
We're going to talk about how to be a little wiser about sentimental clutter in our homes.
Ooh.
And then we're also going to talk about, you know, we're going to, actually, I've got 7 questions here today.
Uh-oh.
And it's 10 questions to ask yourself before you put something into storage.
Oh, my gosh. I have a feeling these are directed towards me with my recent move. So we'll see how well I do at this quiz.
The thing about it is, you know, we all have a tendency to collect stuff and have than what we need.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of a way that maybe we can help clear out some of that before we really have to, you know.
Great idea. All right. Well, we're going to take a break and come back and stay tuned.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
Tired of hearing about the Pantheon Incubator? I think we all are. But just wait until you get your tax bill. They're now projecting it's going to cost the county about $6.2 million, and Purdue takes total control where we are left with the tax bill. When we already have an incubator in Vincennes, why do we need another? Right the wrong. Unplug the Pantheon. Make your voice heard. Vote November 6th, Ray McCormick for County Council.
Paid for by Ray McCormick.
Knox County children need advocates. This is Superior Court 1 Judge Gara Lee. I see how abuse and neglect affect children in our community. Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, is a proven way to help these children. Would you be willing to make a difference in the life of a child? Volunteer and become an advocate yourself, or discover the many other ways to support the works of CASA. Reach out to our CASA program by calling 886-4470, by visiting us on Facebook at CASA of Knox County, Indiana, or by visiting childadvocatesnetwork.org, and take the first step in making a difference.
You're used to stepping up and answering the call, protecting and serving as a member of our armed forces. Now the state of Indiana wants to honor our vets. The new Next Level Veterans website provides job opportunities, job training, and the Honor Our Vets Homebuyer program, specifically designed to keep and welcome qualified active duty, veterans, and retired military personnel to the Hoosier State. Indiana, where job opportunity and affordable home ownership meet.
Go to in.gov/veterans. Sponsored by the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority and aired by this station.
And we're back here live in the NewsKnoxCounty.com 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company radio station, and we thank you so much for tuning in. And, Greg, you mentioned that you had somebody else chat with you the other day.
Yeah, they love the radio show.
We love hearing that. Yeah. So thank you so much for sharing
that
with
us. I asked them if there's anything they wanted to hear about, and they go, you don't seem to have any problems. So.
Well,
does that mean Greg's a big mouth? Yes, it does.
No, yeah. That just means we know all the cool stuff to talk about, right? Because we are the cool kids. We're here on the Monday to anchor the live local hour at 3 o'clock. We're here with Ask the Designer. Tuesdays are the Mark and Mark Show with Mark Hill and Mark McNeese. Thursday is the show with the lawyers, Jeff Cobb and Dave Rolligan. So lots of fun stuff. And on Fridays is the Friday Sports Highlight Show. And it's Tom Lee and Doug Carroll. And I'm on there some of the time. I was there last week. And when basketball season starts, I'll be giving my 2 cents in on the talk show for sports as well. So lots of cool stuff that goes on at the 3 o'clock live local hour. So be sure and tune in. Like I said, we kick it off. The cool kids kick it off on Monday. And so Greg, before break, I asked you what we were going to be talking about in the show today. And you mentioned it would be about how to be prepared to deal with the sentimental stuff.
Right.
So we don't hang on to it or rent a storage unit to just hold our stuff.
Right. There's 7 questions to help you decide whether to keep, store, or let go of those once meaningful objects in your life. you know, sorting through old photos, things passed down from family, personal mementos.
Right.
Childhood treasures can be tiring work. It's physically and emotionally. You know, going through all this stuff, carrying it up from the basement, getting it out of the attic, whatever.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then with the upswing in popularity of minimalism in recent years, there's lots of pressure to let go of the maximum amount of stuff we have. You know, we all are collectors to some degree.
Oh, yeah. And but I did a pretty good job in this last move. I mean, although I didn't have to rent a storage unit, I am going from, you know, when there's two households of furniture, you just try to blend it in, and some of it has to go to storage, so that's okay, but I did try to do the use, keep, and get rid of piles.
Right. That
and,
helps.
And
that
my
helps.
Get rid of pile was pretty big. I did a lot of donating to Salvation Army and Goodwill and St. Vincent de Paul. They all got lots of donations.
Good. Good.
I did still have several things to keep. Most of them were the sentimental type things.
That's very admirable, though. You got rid of a lot of the other things that you don't need.
I did. I did. And I sorted things out for what I needed, what I thought my kids might need when she moves out and gets her own place. So I had.
Well, you're doing pretty good.
I tried really hard, and every time I'm going through things, I had this little voice in the back of my head saying, "Now, would Greg want you to keep this? What did Greg say to do? Is this which pile does this go in to get to keep, to store, or to donate?"
And well, today hopefully will help you have some more questions like that.
All right. Okay. So, what's the first thing on to be thinking about, or the first question?
What you're really learning about, and you're learning this year, not how much sentimental stuff you save, but whether you're saving it on purpose.
Okay.
That's the key to the sentimental stuff.
All right. So if there's a purpose to it.
If you're ready to assess your sentimental clutter, but really like to do something with the lighter questions, these seven questions will help you. Okay?
All right. I'm ready.
Number one, does the object tell a meaningful story? Some mementos immediately call to mind a person, place, or time. And those things that bring up the best stories aren't always the things an outsider would guess carry so much meaning.
Yeah.
You know, Tim has just recently come into my house and videotaped all of my collector cabinets and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Madison, my granddaughter, came the same day with him and typed what I told him about that piece of clutter.
Aha! That's a neat idea.
When they were there, and they tied it together in a computer. So now they have made a record for themselves and for my other grandchildren, my other son, that they know all the pieces that's in my house and the story behind it. So that stupid little painted ceramic elephant that most people would think, well, that looks like a prize from a carnival,
mm-hmm.
and it may have been at one time. But my grandmother Risley used to always keep her kitchen matches in that on top of her gas stove to light her gas stove with.
Very neat. And that's something you remember as a kid growing up and brings back great memories.
That's right. And so it could be something beautiful, like I've got my grandmother's watch that's on a beautiful cut silver chain that she wore around her neck.
Mm-hmm.
And the watch is clear. And I remember as a kid sitting on her lap and being fascinated watching those gears and things move inside that watch, you know.
I would be too. That's neat.
But the other thing is, it could be a rusty tricycle, a banged up lunchbox. When I read the banged up lunchbox, I thought of my dad's toolbox that he used to carry in the 57 Chevy truck that he drove.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was little and would go with him on trips to Vincennes or Evansville, he'd pull that toolbox, that old toolbox, out of from under the seat at the front of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd put my feet on it because my feet wouldn't reach the floor. You know.
Aww.
Well, it's a banged up, rusty, dirty looking old toolbox that's in my basement stored in a special place. And, you know, my kids probably would have looked at that and thought, well, this needs to go on the junk heap.
Yeah.
And, you know, they may still feel that way about it after they hear the story, but at least they have the option of keeping it if it's going to mean something to them.
Sure.
You know.
Neat. That's a neat idea.
But you're the only one that can decide if that trip down memory lane is really worth keeping that object or not,
mm-hmm.
you know. There comes a time when, like my old toolbox that I used to put my feet on and the old watch that was my grandmother's, that somebody else isn't going to care about. They're not going to feel that way about it. So maybe some of that stuff I'm going to have to, when my final move comes,
sure.
then I'm going to have to decide what to do with that.
Yeah.
Now, I've already got rid of a lot of old photos because the kids don't know those people.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
And I've gotten rid of a lot of photos that mother and dad had that were people I knew, but my boys wouldn't know who those were.
Right.
And they're not important to them.
Right.
So you have to think about that last generation coming along. Is it going to mean something to them?
And, you know, that's kind of what I thought about going through some of my things is would Maddie know what this meant? You know, does she know this person? Is she interested in this? Does Brandon? So I did a lot of sorting based on that as I went through some of my mementos. Of course, I still held on to my little chair that my grandpa gave me when I was a little girl, and I still have that and several different little things. But there were several pieces I thought, this means absolutely nothing to them. You know, that was something from high school or something from grade school, those kind of things. It wasn't as momentum, a big of a memory. I didn't think would be as big of a memory for them as it was for me. And even at this point in my life, it wasn't something as memorable as what I had had when I was younger. So,
right. Yeah.
So I did some sorting then.
Now the other stuff is, you know, the other question number two.
Okay.
Would you appreciate having it when you're older? Certain things have the potential to become more precious as we age because they're reminders of who you were at different points in your life. Then some of those things you may want to preserve, but others maybe not ultimately. You know, maybe those diaries or first love letters you mm-hmm. wrote or received, you know, maybe mm-hmm. that's not something anybody else would treasure
right.
the way you do.
All right.
So, you know, some of that stuff, it's time to move on.
Right.
And I moved on a lot of that stuff because, you know, I'm a grandpa now. You know, they're not going to care about that we won the West Side Basketball Championship in 1963.
Sure.
That stuff's not going to mean a thing to them.
Right.
You
right.
know, my West Side school pin's not going to mean a thing to them.
Right.
You know. Now, I decided in those kinds of things that I really, really treasure and want to hang on, like with all my 4-H pins and all kinds of that stuff, all those things I put in a shadow box frame and used and hung in the bedroom.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That way I can see them. I can enjoy them. When I'm done with them, the kids can pitch that. And it's not going to be a thing in the world matter to me because I paid, you know, $6 for the shadow box frame and
it's all
filled it myself. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they don't care about that stuff. I couldn't care less. So
good point.
But I'm enjoying it right now.
Good. That's right. That's right. And that's the nice thing about all of this is you get your enjoyment, but then as you do different transitions and changes in your life, you do a little bit of this housekeeping and purging, cleaning that we're talking about.
Right.
So.
Number three is, does it bring you joy?
Now that was something we talked about earlier when we had the three piles. Does it bring you joy?
Right. Right. And that's very important, you know. If you've been keeping things that you love and treasure hidden away in boxes or a storage unit, think about bringing some of that into your daily life, even if it's a treasure too delicate for regular use. And I don't think there is anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I use our good china, you know, very often and enjoy it. And there's not a lot of sense having it if you don't use it. I display it. I make it possible to grab it. I like that stuff to be out. People comment about it, and I go, well, that's so-and-so or whatever, you know. So here's the big question, though.
Uh-oh.
Would you be devastated if you lost it?
Oh, my. Yeah, there are several things that I know that I went through that I held on to that if I didn't have it, I would be very upset that I didn't have it.
This gets to the real crux of the matter of keeping those sentimental things, you know. There's a lot of stuff that we like to have, but being devastated if you lost it is a different question.
Right. Absolutely.
You know,
it puts it in a different perspective. It makes you think about it in a different manner.
Yeah. And, you know, really when you get right down to it, these are material things we're talking about. Does a material thing really devastate you if you lost it? I'm more worried about relationships and friendships and people
right.
that I love and care about. I'm devastated if I lose one of those.
Right.
I hope that I'm not devastated by anything that is a thing.
Sure. Absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely.
Maybe I'm kidding myself. Yeah. But, you know, I would hate it, but I'm not devastated by it.
That's probably the better way to think about it. You know, devastated is a big word and a huge meaning. And I think we use it sometimes without really truly understanding or valuing the depth of that word. So, yeah. Would I hate it? Yes. Would I be devastated? No. You know, if my pet were to be gone or to be lost, or I would hate it. I would be devastated. You know, pets are a little close.
That's like a family,
right?
Member.
It's, you know, yeah. Kids. You know, family members. Yes, but things, an inanimate object. Yeah, you're right. You know, let's think about that. Yeah, I'd hate it, but not be devastated. So, all right, well, it's time for our next break. And so when we come back, we're going to figure out what these other questions are out of the 7 things to consider when we are doing some sentimental cleaning. So be sure and stay tuned.
From the Washington Chrysler Center, 97.7 WAOV News Desk, I'm Tom Lee reporting. Taxpayers are reminded the second installment of property taxes is due on Monday, November the 13th. Full or partial payments may be made at any time. Taxpayers are urged to mail early because some mail deposited late on November 13th might not be postmarked until the next day. The penalty is determined by the postmark on the envelope. Payments postmarked or made in person after November 13th will automatically take on a penalty. The courthouse also will be closed on Monday, November the 12th for Veterans Day. Washington police arrested a Washington man over the weekend on warrants for conspiracy to commit forgery, conspiracy to commit counterfeiting, actual counterfeiting, and forgery. 39-year-old Monty Murphy was released from the Daviess County Security Center on a $2,500 bond. 41-year-old Betty Edmondson of Washington was also arrested on a warrant for conspiracy to commit forgery and conspiracy to commit counterfeiting. She was released from jail as well on $2,500 bond. And a drier early week forecast is expected to turn into rain by Wednesday night. Temperatures also will be cooler after a couple of pretty decently warm days. More news at NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm Tom Lee.
This is Hoosier Ag Today's Monday Closing Farm Market Report. Good afternoon, I'm Eric Pfeiffer. At IOM Grain, we can help eliminate the stress created by the cash market by raising high-quality, non-GMO food-grade soybeans for IOM Grain. Call 260-726-6224 or visit IOMGrain.com. A strong dollar pressured the ag markets today. Corn finished down a quarter point on the December, March, and May contracts. 367.5 on the December, 379.75 on the March, and 387.75 on the May. Novi beans down 4.5 at 840.5. Jan beans at 853.5, losing 4.25. And March down 4 at 867. Chicago December wheat up 1.25 at 506.5. December live cattle losing $1.15 at 117.25. And December lean hogs at 58.85, gaining 92 cents. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
Two players from Vincennes Lincoln make all Big Eight. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. Both senior Allison Hine and sophomore Callie Foster have made Big Eight All-Conference. Lady Allison is third in the conference at 4-2. Speaking of volleyball, state finals this Saturday at Ball State in Muncie. It will be the Barrieve Lady Vikings in that Class A championship versus Pioneer. Other finals in 2A, Christian Academy of Indiana versus North Judson. It will be Northview and Newcastle in 3A, 4A. It'll be Avon versus Yorktown. And the Indiana High School football playoffs continue coming up this Friday. Sectional championship games include Gibson Southern versus Evansville Memorial in sectional 32 and 3A. Sectional number 30 in 3A. It'll be Sullivan hosting Tri-West. 4A sectional 24, Boonville play at Evansville Central. 2A sectional 40, Southridge will host Mater Dei. I'm Tom Lee. This community announcement on WAOV, presented by First Vincent Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincent Savings Bank, member FDIC. If you have a community event that you'd like to get on WAOV, there's several ways you can do so. Drop it off at the Brevoort House at 522 Bustern Street in Vincennes. Email it to us at news@originalcompany.com or just mail it in to us again at 522 Bustern in Vincennes.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. This afternoon, sunny, highs in the mid-60s. Clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the low 70s. Wednesday, calling for rain, highs in the mid-60s. Thursday, morning showers, highs in the middle 50s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV at NewsKnoxCounty.com.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and thanks so much for tuning in. We are so glad that you're here. And we're back here live in the 97.7 WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company. Thanks so much for tuning in. And, Greg, we are talking about doing some cleaning and being prepared to go through the sentimental items. And so you said there's seven great questions to consider as we're going through those options.
Right.
And
we're on number five.
We're ready for number five.
Do you have a backup?
Ooh.
Okay. Like if you have pictures or videos, a lot of people took home movies, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you probably can have a backup made of that, put on tape, pictures too. That might be something that you want to do and put that in a safe place or a different location just so you have a backup of those things. Because those things, those are kind of irreplaceable material things that when you lose those pictures, particularly people that are no longer around or something like that. So
right. And, you know, probably that is the one thing that I had to make sure I took with me into the new place. And because, you know, I didn't want to put it in a storage unit. I wanted it to be temperature controlled. But it was a huge storage tote that I had. It was one of the probably 3 feet long, 2 feet tall, 2 feet across. And it was slam full of pictures.
Right.
And, you know, those are pretty old because when was the last time anybody printed out pictures? You know, you just have them on your phone, you show them on Facebook and social media. Nobody prints them out anymore. So that's a whole lot of stuff. And that's probably going to be maybe a project for me this winter. No promise, but go through and, you know, kind of scan those in and save them on a jump drive. So that way they're there and, you know, you always have them or whatever in case you have a loss or fire or water or whatever that would damage them. Now you have that backup. So that's a good thing.
I got several CDs that the boys made for me of their young children and stuff. And, you know, I've managed to take those and download them and put them on a separate drive on my computer so I can look at them anytime I want. But then I put the original CDs in my lockbox, so they're safe. So, you know, I have a backup. The CDs became the backup, which was the primary use.
Right. So.
Another question six.
Six.
Do you want it forever or for now? That's a good question.
Do you want it forever
or for now?
That's a good thing.
And it's okay to feel really attached to something, but at the same time, you realize you don't need to keep it forever.
True.
Know, most things I think we keep for now.
Right.
You know. This category could be things like your child's artwork, you know, unless your child's a prolific artist,
true.
Wedding invitations, not yours.
Right.
Cards and from birthdays and holidays. The key here is to have a regular clear out. A monthly, quarterly reminder in your calendar or phone can help you do that. Okay. And if that is one of those forever things, number question number seven is, do you have room to keep it? And that's what you were just talking about, that giant tote.
Do you have room to keep it?
Yeah. If you've chosen to live in a tiny home, you probably have already come to terms with the fact there isn't much room for saving mementos. But even if you live in a full-size house with a two-car garage, it's important to think about what you want to use and fit all that space. You know, how much breathing room do you want? There's really no right answer to this. The important thing is to ask yourself all these questions about each thing that you're in turmoil about and decide then what to do. So very hopefully good. People will find that in winning ideas and helpful. And
Oh, yeah. I mean, because nobody really wants to sort through that stuff, and they held on to it for a reason. They kept it, and but yet, you know, they do sometimes have to come to terms and decide, because they're making this move, what am I going to do with this? Is this something I really should keep? And, you know, if you're downsizing, you really don't want to have to rent a storage unit just to keep on to some of these little mementos. So, you know, they're just mind-provoking things that are good for all of us to keep at the forefront when we go on these projects. Or if we're helping a friend or loved one or a family, you know, someone else that maybe needs to do a little of this and need our help.
Right, right.
And that's pretty simple. I mean, they're all very obvious questions, but you just, I guess, not something right. that really comes to mind. You know, you don't really think about it until you get into the moment, or you're too consumed emotionally with maybe something that's gone on to lead up to that point that you have to do this, that you can't think right. clearly about that. So,
so great. Now we come to the thing that I always hear from people when they ask me, when I'm in their home, what should I get rid of?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now you've decided what you want to keep and what you want to get rid of. So you don't want to get rid of it, but you really don't have room in the house for it.
Mm-hmm.
So should you put it in storage?
Okay.
We've got a whole nother list of questions about that.
All right. Okay. Well, let's go.
All right. Number one, do you need it?
Do I need it?
And really need it?
Do I truly need it?
Do you like it?
Well, yeah, I can see where I might hold on to some.
Because, you know, just because you like it.
Well, a perfect example, when I moved from my big house into my first apartment, I held on to a lot of pictures that had been in the big house. And I thought, well, I'll use them when I go to my new place, when I buy a house. Well, I've moved twice since then, and, you know, it's been 3 years. So what was I thinking? Sure, you know, by the time I buy a house, trends are going to change, color schemes are going to change, you know, and those pictures weren't necessarily things that I truly liked.
Right.
They looked good in the home, but it may not look nice in the next house I buy. So that is a good question. It sounds kind of weird. Do I like it? But it's a real one. It's a good one.
And the next question is even more weird. Does it work?
Well, you know what? I moved a lamp from my first apartment to my second one. It didn't make the move this time because it was broke. It was one of those floor lamps or whatever. It had fallen over. Oh, I went to Lowe's. I bought the pieces to fix it. A year and a half later, I still hadn't fixed it, so it just went in the trash. So, yeah I get it. I get it.
But, you know, don't let your basement or that extra room in the house become a storage place for broken things.
Sure.
That's just crazy. That's just crazy. But, you know, it's really hard because you think, well, I can fix it, or somebody else may want to fix it. Somebody else will use it.
Right. Exactly.
All those things, you know, we can talk ourselves into anything almost.
So. Yeah. True.
Okay. Next thing is,
uh-oh.
Is it clean?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You don't necessarily want to hang on to dirty socks or, you know, dirty blankets or towels or, you know, those kind of things. So that's a great point.
But storing clothes and things like that without having them clean first can spell trouble, because if they're not clean first, that spot's going to be there the day you take it out.
Yep.
No matter what you do to it, it's not going to get any better.
Very true.
And textiles change, and if you store it for very long, even if you get out to wear it again, you're probably not going to wear it because it's out of date.
True. And You'll be very proud of me. I did the same thing with clothes. I had a storage tote that about that same size that I had the pictures in, mm-hmm. full of clothes, all different sizes. Mm-hmm. If I had not worn it in a year, and if I hadn't worn it three times in the last year, it went to St. Vincent de Paul. So you Good would be you. Very proud of me. I
yes,
made many, many
well.
Trips to many different locations making donations.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
So you already have something like it.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Okay.
Do you have something like it?
Like how many lightweight spring jackets do you share?
Well, do I include rain jackets?
Oh, well, that's a separate category.
Okay, all right.
But
so spring
as soon as you said rain jackets, plural, I know there's a problem there, too.
I have a short one. I have a long one.
All right.
A dark one. I have a light one because, you know, you don't really want to wear a black rain jacket in the spring because the spring is all bloomy. So you want bright, cheery colors. So I have more than one rain jacket and more than one length and one color. So, yes.
Yeah, why am I not surprised?
I know. You know me so well. Do you?
You know. Now, the other thing is, if you're going to store it, is it yours?
Gosh, it's like you were right there with me when I was packing everything.
It's amazing when you look at storing stuff that it really is stuff that belongs to a child or a relative. You know, it's like it's really not yours, so why are you keeping it? You might give it back to them or give it to the child and have them take it with it. That's the hardest thing, you know, is getting. And you're just getting started with this.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
My boys are 50 odd years old, and there's still stuff that they haven't taken home with them yet. And that's my fault, not theirs.
Yeah. Well, I did have conversations with my son. I said, okay, you know, Mom's got a couple totes here full of your stuff. And I'll hang on to it till the next time you're home if you'd like. Or I can give it to your dad or your grandma. You tell me. And he's like, no. No, you kept those for you, Mom. Remember, I told you to throw that away when I left,
right.
So I don't want it. Do whatever you want with it. And I did, so.
Good for you.
Yes, I did not hang on to it.
Very good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You get a gold star and a red check for the day.
Yay. All right, well, it's time for our final break. And so be sure and stay tuned so we can continue this. And, of course, Greg's brought another scrumptious recipe for us to discuss.
You bet.
So stay tuned.
A 5-year-old brutalized. Law enforcement officers gunned down. These are the victims of illegal immigration. American lives destroyed by our broken immigration laws. But President Trump is fighting back. And conservative Congressman Kevin McCarthy is leading the fight. Kevin McCarthy's Build the Wall and Enforce the Law Act fully funds President Trump's border wall, expands Kate's Law to penalize criminal illegal immigrants, and ensures only American citizens have the right to vote. That's the tough, conservative solution America deserves and the leadership President Trump needs. That's conservative Congressman Kevin McCarthy's Build the Wall and Enforce the Law Act. So help President Trump. Visit timeforthewall.com. And tell Congress to pass Kevin McCarthy's Build the Wall and Enforce the Law Act now. Paid for by State Tea Party Express.
I just wish Mom could hear better on the phone.
Dad gets so upset with me when I call. I wish it were different.
The CapTel Caption Phone from Relay Indiana allows you to speak into the phone and your words appear on a bright, easy-to-read screen. Conversations occur naturally with added clarity.
I used to love our phone chats. I wish it was like before.
Now it can be with the CapTel Caption Phone. Go to RelayIndiana.com and call 334-1413 today.
In over three decades, 50,000 Indiana homes have been trusted to be window. Over 500,000 windows have been installed. Awning windows, garden windows, bay and bow windows, wood interior windows with complex grid patterns, economy vinyl windows, sliding or swing patio doors, four-section wood French doors, stunning entry systems, detailed siding, all with the goal of improving energy savings and quality of life for homes like yours. Buy 6 windows, get 3 free, and no payments for 12 months.
That's Favors Bean Window. Trust me.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussron Streets, Vincennes. Welcome to Ask the Designer.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and thank you so much for tuning in. We enjoy having you tune in and listen to our show, Greg. Some really good stuff that we're doing here today.
We're trying.
Yeah, yeah. So,
question number 8.
All right.
You've decided that these are things you're going to keep for storage. Okay?
Okay.
So now, choose the right, get the right container for to store it in.
I did.
Don't buy something too big or too little.
Right.
Put like items in the same container, then you won't have as many things and many different storage containers. Label them so you'll be able to find it easily.
I did do that. I was very sure to do that. And I thought I would be really cool and use a dry erase marker. So then that way when I moved, you know, I can just wipe it. That doesn't work. So what I switched to was a piece of paper. I wrote it on there, what it was, and then used a piece of duct tape and just kind of put it over the end. So that way I could see it from where it was stored. It could tell me, it told me, you know, was it kitchen or decorations or keepsakes, those kind of things. So.
I actually write on the tape and then just put the tape on the box, on the container. Because it can be pulled off and then changed, and just like you taping it on.
Right.
It's the same difference.
Yep.
You know. Then, you know, those things that you're going to store, you have to decide where's the best place to store it. Does it need climate control storage? Does it need regular storage or basement okay or attic okay? Those things are important.
Right.
You know. A lot of people think that they should store Christmas decorations in an attic.
Mm-hmm. No.
No. Too hot, usually.
Oh.
You have to remember, a lot of the stuff that's made for Christmas these days is made out of plastic or polymers. And they can get too hot. When this summer temperature hits 100 degrees and that attic doesn't have good ventilation in it, you know, those pretty Christmas pines are going to wilt. And I mean really well bad.
Well, that's a good thing. I guess I haven't stored anything there or, you know, ran into that yet. But that's I wouldn't have thought about it. I mean, you just think, okay, well, I put it in my basement. I can put it in the, you know, I just.
Right.
Because at Christmas time, when you take it all down, it's not hot and, you know, 10,000 degrees. So you don't think about it.
And when you're putting it away, it's not hot.
Right.
So you don't think about it.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, the attic storage, you have to really, you know, think about it and think about the best place to store things. You know, if you got great grandma's table, don't put it in the basement either because it's too damp for it.
True.
You know, cause it to warp or split, you know, so that's not good. You know, now question number 10, our last question on this segment is, do you know how you will find it when you need it? And that's, we just talked about that.
Well, I tried. I will be honest. Once I started moving some of those things, it was a little bit chaotic and was running out of space because, you know, I really thought I could get it in one size and I should have got the next size bigger storage unit.
That's question number 8. Is it the right container for it?
Well, the containers for the storage of the items, yes. For all of the containers in my furniture, not so much. It was ended up being a little game of Tetris trying to get everything in there just right and hurry up and pull the door down and put some weight against it and lock it and run and hope that when you don't have to get in there till it's time to move everything out because when you open the door, it's all just going to flow
gonna
right out.
Slide out.
Yeah.
You have an avalanche of stuff out of that closet.
Yeah, that'll be me.
That happens.
But that's okay. That's okay.
Well, so, you know, I want to say a shout out today to all the 100 men who cook.
Yeah.
That, you know, they had a great Saturday night, great party.
What a great turnout.
And what a great fundraiser. You know,
that's one of the many, I mean, this community is always great about stepping up for great causes. And the Y is such has been such an instrumental part of our community for many, many years. And so it was great to see everybody come out, step up, and make those donations.
Right. Yeah. And it was amazing watching the people, you know. And what a great venue this year. What a wonderful change. That was wonderful.
Lots of
Except they should have handled the wind a little better. It was a little windy trying to get stuff in there.
Oh, Mother Nature. Yeah. We can never keep her in check. That was when I worked for the Department of Transportation, and we would have events, ribbon cuttings or groundbreakings or whatever. It always seemed it was going to rain or cold or, you know, or super windy. It just never turned out to be a good weather day, so...
Well, I made chocolate-covered strawberry cheesecake for that event, and that's the recipe we're going to talk about today.
Oh, my gosh. Those things are delicious. Delicious.
Okay. And the one thing that I was really pleased about is I used some of our Wind and Willow.
Mm-hmm.
I used a Wind and Willow mix, and it's a strawberry cheesecake mix was the one I used. And I'm always worried about strawberry flavorings because a lot of times, you know, you get done eating, you know, that little artificial flavor is there.
Mm-hmm.
And these, I really didn't think, had that artificial flavor to it.
I didn't think so when I sampled them.
There were actually small pieces of dried strawberry in the mix. Mm-hmm. And I was pretty impressed with that.
Mm-hmm. They were delicious.
You add 8 ounces of cream cheese softened and 8 ounces of whipped topping thawed. And 1 tablespoon of melted butter to 1 package of Wind and Willow. And you mix that all up and, you know, the mix and the butter and the cream cheese. And then you fold in the topping so it's light and fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put that in an Oreo cookie crust pie plate and use it as a cheesecake to serve at home. I did the little tarts, and this one recipe made 36 tarts. For those of you that might want to know how many tarts it makes 36. So that would be nice for a small ladies' meeting or something like that.
Right.
It's not too many, but enough for your family. If they stole a couple, you still have enough left.
Right.
But it's real easy. You know, you fix the Oreo cookies by, you know, crushing them, and it takes exactly 18 Oreo cookies to do one recipe.
Now see, I'd have to buy double the amount of Oreos because while I'm trying to do all of this, I'd be eating them along the way. So
you're safe, Cher, because one regular package of Oreo cookies contains 36 cookies.
Sweet.
And you don't need 18. So,
all right, I'm good. I can do this.
You can do that.
I can do this. I have
and
confidence.
Then blend the cookies, and I did 4 tablespoons of butter with the crushed cookies.
Okay.
And press that into, you know, I used a little tart, so I put that in a little tart pan.
Mm-hmm.
But you can press it into a pie plate, or you could press it into cupcake-sized pieces if you wanted to have a bigger
cheesecake,
you know, and so on. So, you know, then you just spoon the cheese ball mixture into the cupcake or the pie plate or whatever you're doing. You know, and then sprinkle with some topping mix that comes with the Wind and Willow and refrigerate it until you're ready to serve. So it's real easy.
Yeah, yeah. And they were delicious. I mean, you did a practice run with those for the event.
You were my taste tester on
that. Yes. Quality assurance, Greg. You know, we can't let anything go out to the public that is not suitable. So
you haven't tasted first.
That's right. I appreciate having that job of taste testing this stuff to make sure it's good to go. So it was fantastic. And, of course, we practiced with the times to see how long it needed for it to be perfect temperature to be served.
Yep.
So that worked out well.
I brought them frozen because I did them at home frozen. And I didn't want them to get, you know, I didn't know what the weather was going to be that night. I thought if it's really hot weather, if I have to transport them by car from Bicknell, that's a half an hour in a hot car.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to them, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, the frozen worked out perfect. So it's easy to transport. They were good all evening long. And actually, I had leftovers because, you know me, I was afraid I'd run out.
Uh-huh.
And they said make 100. So I made 144. And so I had leftovers. So I took those down to the Regal shop and I took them to hither, thither, and yon, different places. And they were really good, like on Tuesday and Wednesday after the event, they were still good. And I'd made them on Friday night. Mm-hmm. And so I was really pleased with that. They stayed so nice.
Yeah.
And the Oreo cookie crust didn't get soggy like pie crust does or graham cracker does.
Right.
So I really like the Oreo cookie crust the best.
Very, very good. All right. Well, that's our cue. We're running out of time. So, again, if
next week.
Yes. If you missed the recipe, don't worry. Go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo, and you can listen to today's segment tomorrow and be able to play and get the recipe. So thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Risley here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The White House pushing back on claims President Trump's
angry rhetoric is partially to blame for the deadly Pittsburgh synagogue shooting and a series of pipe bombs sent to critics and opponents of the president.
You can't start putting the responsibility of individuals on anybody but the individual who carries out the crime.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, the president, tweeting today that the fake news media is the real enemy of the people. Robert Bowers, the man accused of killing 11 people inside the Pittsburgh synagogue over the weekend, appearing in court today.
He is detained in jail without bond.
U.S. Attorney Scott Brown.